is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the show. Ahead, CHL President Dan McKenzie updates us on the Memorial Cup plans this year and next, and perhaps why a U.S. Division team could land the event in the years ahead. Moose Jaw Warriors forward Jagr Furkus is headed to the 2022 Kubota CHL NHL Top Prospects game later this month. He'll join us as well. WHL has also named its Players of the Month for February. We'll have a recap. And the Spokane Chiefs are under a new interim head coach as they push for a playoff spot in the Western Conference. Ryan Smith has been tasked with that, and we'll get his thoughts. First up, Dan McKenzie is the president of the CHL and looks forward to passing off the Memorial Cup trophy for the first time in his tenure in June. He was in Seattle this past week and spoke with the T-Birds' Tom Boining about the past 2 years while operating the CHL through the COVID-19 pandemic.
The one thing that really has been amazing as I've sort of watched the last couple of years play out is just the resiliency of our players, whether it be, you know, in the WHL last year, players getting 24 games in, and you know, the level of competition they showed, how prepared they were. In the Ontario Hockey League, they didn't get to play. The season was canceled. But when they went on and they played in the under-18 championships, you know, again, the level of commitment, training, et cetera. And then in the Q, you know, the fact they were able to soldier through. And it wasn't easy with all the stops and starts. And it's been tough on everybody. But the one constant has been just how committed our players are to playing in this league. And it's been really inspiring to watch.
Well, it's good to focus more of our attention now on hockey. And I know that season, the 2019-20 season, the Rockets that were going to host the Memorial Cup, obviously that did not happen because it was canceled. And, of course, as you mentioned, there wasn't much of a season last year. There was no Memorial Cup, but we're going to get one, knock on wood. It's been moved back, but we'll move it back if we can play it. It's going to be later in June now this year. So all leagues are kind of adjusting their schedules to kind of match up with that Memorial Cup schedule. Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, the host league this year between June 20th and June 29th.
Yeah, so we're first of all really excited. We were excited in the fall to announce that we're granting the event to St. John, New Brunswick, which was this is the first time in their history that they've hosted this event. So very excited there to be able to host. And what we found is as we kind of went through the Omicron situation, and we had obviously teams having to postpone games and cancel games, it was pretty clear that if we could move the event back, it would be very helpful to the leagues to let them finish their season. So we've done that. We've worked hand in hand with the Sea Dogs and with the post organizing committee, the city of St. John, who've been very, very accommodating in helping us do that. And so we're really excited to be, you know, end of June. The weather will be great. It's going to be a great event. And again, for me, being in this job for, 2.5 years and not getting a chance to present the Memorial Cup, I'm going to be pretty excited to be able to do that.
Well, I look forward to being there when you present it to the T-Birds.
Hey, that would be great. I'd love to do that if I could.
Now, if I'm correct, the rotation is the Western Hockey League next, or because there wasn't one last year, does it go to the OHL? How does it work for next year as the host team?
Yeah, so you are correct. We are going to be looking at the Western Hockey League next year. They'll be the host city. So we are just in the process now of getting the bid process going. So we should have something to announce on that front within the next probably 2 months.
And one question we always get down here in the U.S. division is, will a team in the States ever be able to host the Memorial Cup again? I know Seattle back in 92 was a host. Portland, I think, kind of stepped in and helped 1 year, and Spokane, I think, has hosted. Will that happen again?
I think so. One of the things that's been one of the topics as you know, when they hired me as the first full-time president that I'm looking at, I've been, you know, hired to address. And one of the things that we you know, is just the reality of these events is sponsorship of those events is critical. And, you know, the vast majority of our sponsors are very focused on the Canadian marketplace. So, and that'll be a topic on our agenda is how can we look at an event like that, and not just the Memorial Cup, but the Prospects game and other events, and have them be hosted outside of Canada. Personally, I think that it's time that we, you know, relook at it. And so we're going to do that.
And one of the events is the World Junior Championships. And You were at Climate Pledge last night for the Battle of the Sound between the T-Birds and Everett. Could you envision Everett and Seattle kind of being co-host of a World Junior Championships in this region with the championship game being played up at Climate Pledge Arena?
I could. Absolutely. I mean, that's obviously the purview of USA Hockey and the relationship with the IIHF. But absolutely. I mean, especially given the proximity to the Canadian border. I ended up driving from Vancouver yesterday because I had some flight issues. And it's very, very drivable. And I think with the combination of, you know, the passionate fans in the Pacific Northwest in Washington combined with, I think you'd have a lot of Canadians driving down. I think it'd be the perfect scenario for it. Well, you know, and that model could also potentially be something we could look at for the Memorial Cup eventually.
Well, Dan, I'm certainly glad to meet you and welcome you on the job. I know you've been on the job for a while. Knock on wood, we're getting through COVID. We'll have to concern ourselves as much with that anymore going forward. But welcome to the Pacific Northwest. Enjoy the rest of your stay.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
In a statement released this week, the Western Hockey League condemns the Russian invasion of the sovereign nation of Ukraine and wishes for a peaceful and diplomatic resolution. WHL agrees with measures taken by the Canadian Hockey League to cancel the Canada-Russia series and support sanctions imposed by the International Ice Hockey Federation and Hockey Canada, suspending Russia and Belarus from international competition and national team events hosted in Canada. The statement reads, players in the WHL from countries impacted have the league's full support as they continue to pursue their hockey goals and represent their respective WHL clubs and communities, regardless of their country of origin.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by Bauer Hockey.
Connor Bedard turns away from Zimmerman, wrist shot, scores!
The McSweeney's WHL Player of the Month for February is Connor Bedard of the Regina Pats, as the 16-year-old led all skaters with 26 points in the month, 13 goals and 13 assists. The product of North Vancouver, BC, picked up a point in each of his 12 appearances in February, highlighted by 10 multi-point games and a 5-point outing February 11th against the Calgary Hitmen. Bedard has recorded at least 1 point in all but three of his games with the Pats since November 12th of 2021. Congratulations.
He's got a man through the middle, makes the pass. What a left pad save made by Carl Tenechuk. That's a five-bell save by the Warrior 20-year-old.
Yeah, Moose Jaw Warriors netminder Carl Tenechuk has been named the WHL Goaltender of the Month for February. The overage tender posted a 4-2-0-1 mark in the month to go along with a 1.28 goals against average and a .952 save percentage, as well as two shutouts. He helped the Warriors reach the 30-win mark for the sixth time in the past eight WHL seasons.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Spokane Chiefs made a coaching change 3 weeks ago, and now associate coach Ryan Smith has been promoted to interim head coach and now looks to finish the season strong.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a situation nobody's comfortable with it, but we made a change in the last couple of weeks. We're trying to play, you know, the best hockey we can, put our best foot forward, and you know, with the games we have left, try and find our way into the playoffs. That's kind of the goal right now, is you want to win as many games as you can to get a playoff spot and move on from there.
I've seen a response from your team. I've seen maybe a little bit more energy, a little bit drive. You're coming off a couple of big wins, including one over your rival in Tri-City there. So how do you think the team's playing right now?
Yeah, I like the way like you said, the drive, the jump is there. We're still a little bit young, and we make some mistakes. And this is the league that when, you know, young guys get some opportunities, often they stumble out of the blocks. But we hope to see some improvement down the stretch with those guys. And I just like the way we're playing. I think we're playing, with a little bit of pace, a little bit of fire. And there is some urgency. When you look at the schedule, you look at the standings, I mean, you can't help but notice that. And I think our guys are aware of that.
It's tough to coach a team that's traded out, and you have done that with your key players, no doubt. Jack Finlay to Winnipeg and Luke Toporowski to Kamloops here. So who's driving the bus now? Who are the guys you're leaning on now to say, hey, we need you guys to step up?
Yeah, I mean, Bear Hughes is our captain. He's been, you know, a chief for a few years now, a local player as well. He's our leader on the ice, a quiet leader, but his actions speak louder than words. Graham Sword on the back end has been really, really good for us. He's a younger leader. He's only 18. And then probably Mason Bulpin in net. I mean, he's been fantastic and, you know, weathered a lot of nights where he's the most busy for the team in red or white. So those three guys in particular. But I think as a group, they've just kind of bonded together a little bit. And like I said, they realize where they are in the standings, and they're not happy with it, and they want to try and move forward. And, you know, good on them. They've come together well in the last 10, 14, 15 days.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Two players in the Western Hockey League have signed NHL entry-level contracts, with the NHL signing window opening up for free agents. Portland Winterhawks tender Taylor Gauthier is inked with the Pittsburgh Penguins. The entry-level deal will take effect during next season, 2022-23. Gauthier from Calgary has split this year between the Winterhawks and the Prince George Cougars. Since being dealt to Portland back in late December, the 21-year-old has recorded a 13-1 record with a 1.64 goals against average and a .943 save percentage to go along with three shutouts. As well, Seattle Thunderbirds forward Henrik Rybinski has signed a three-year entry-level contract with the Washington Capitals. Rybinski from Vancouver has recorded a career-best 54 points in 39 games with Seattle this season. Moose Jaw Warriors forward Jagr Furkus is having an outstanding season. He's ranked 33rd in North America by the NHL Central Scouting Midterm Rankings. It also means he's off to Kitchener in just over 2 weeks for the 2022 Kubota CHL NHL Top Prospects game. He spoke with voice of the Warriors, James Gallo.
It's obviously really cool. It's going to be a cool experience, and it's even better that I can share it with Denton. So I'm super excited for it, but I still got to look forward to the games coming here.
Is this something that was one of your goals coming into the season?
Yeah, obviously, I didn't really know if it was happening for sure or not. I was talking to my agent a little bit ago, and he didn't know if it was going to happen. And obviously, it did happen, so I was hoping to make it. And now that I did, I'm super happy and proud, and I think it's really cool.
As you were having success this season, did this become something that you identified that you wanted to experience?
Oh, for sure. It's obviously a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I think I deserved it, so it's a good thing, and I hopefully go there and show what I can do.
Talking with Jagr Furkus again, he's off to the CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. Jagr, I agree with it. I think you deserve this opportunity, but maybe tell us why you feel that you deserve this.
I don't know. I came into the season just trying to do what I can do to help this team. I think we've had success in the second half, so I think that's obviously a big thing. If you're able to make your team have success, that's obviously probably something that they look at. And I think we did this year, and it's obviously a team effort to get us both there, so it's not just us. It's super proud of me. I'm super happy.
It's one game. It's one game, but how do you go into one game and make the best impression that you can?
I think you just got to keep it simple. Obviously, it's just 60 minutes. It's regular hockey. You can't overthink it. You just got to go there, play your game, and hopefully it goes well.
You say play simple and you say play your game. Describe to us what that is for you specifically.
Creative in the ozone and making plays and helping my line mates out for giving them chances and creating opportunity for myself.
Again, experiencing this with Denton Matejczak, how great is that?
That's super cool. Obviously, he's a really good guy, and he obviously deserves it as well. So I'm super excited to go there and have someone that I know pretty well. So it's going to be cool.
Do you know anybody else that's going to the game? There's 15 guys in the Western Hockey League.
I would think I would, but I haven't really looked at the list, so I don't know. I have no idea.
Jagr, I guess, you know, as you prepare for an event like this opportunity, as I mentioned, you know, there's going to be a lot of NHL scouts in the building, and some might think that brings nerves, but there's a lot of NHL scouts watching you and Denton and Braden Jagr throughout the course of the season. So is this something that you're pretty familiar and comfortable with?
Yeah, obviously, that's part of the WHL. There's scouts watching everywhere you go, no matter where you play, and I think just going there is it's obviously going to be a lot of attention, but you just kind of, nerves is a good thing. I think going there, you got to put the nerves behind you, and once you get the first shift under you, I think you'll be fine.
And again, you know, as you wind down this opportunity and you head off to this experience, what do you want to take away from this chance?
I want to go meet some new people. Obviously, there's going to be people from all over Canada, so I think that's going to be pretty cool, and hopefully have a good experience with Denton as well. I think it'll be a good thing for both of us.
Jagr, I'm excited for you. I'm proud of you, too, because I know how hard you've worked on and off the ice for this. So congratulations again. Good luck at the Top Prospects game.
Thank you very much.
Hey, that's the show. Thanks to our guests, plus Tom in Seattle, James and Moose Jaw for their help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.